Hello, listeners. Now, Dan and I have just recorded our stress podcast, and then we realized that we didn't actually put any of it in about what stresses us out. And we've been talking, and it's actually quite funny. So we thought that we'll do a little extra bonus episode just to talk about our stress, Dan, because like we are human, aren't we? We do get stressed.
Yeah, we mentioned in the podcast that we're both quite chill people, but I have little things that people who know me well, like friends or family, that send me to like level 10 stress, and it's stupid compared to other people, but yeah, I have things that majorly stress me out and I need to take my own advice and calm down a little bit. Like the first one is anyone who knows me, like if I'm on an aeroplane or something or anywhere and like a baby starts crying and the parents don't shut it up, like you just see the worst in me. I can't handle it. So that's like a little thing, but yeah, what's a little thing that stresses you?
Yeah, one of the things that's really stressing me about lockdown is having the kids at home and keeping the telly on all the time, and it's just blasting out, and it's usually Big Bang Theory, which I love, but it drives me up the wall having noise constantly. Like I don't ever have the telly on, and just having that noise is just, it drives me up the wall, honestly. I need to actually, that's why I walk the dog so much.
Yeah, noise, no, it does my head in, so I have like some noisy neighbors and they just let the dog bark all day and they shout at each other across the street, and like once I can hear it, then I can't unhear it, and like my blood pressure just goes through the roof. Like I just hear it. You're just one of them things that, and the final thing that gets me stressed, again, anyone who knows me well, like DIY, I can't even put a shelf up. Like as soon as the first screw doesn't fit, that's it. I'm the worst person to be around in the world. You won't even recognize me. I'm like a monster.
I get stressed by like if people are around us too much. One of my friends has got three sisters and they've all got kids and stuff, and she's always there and there's always stuff going on and like noisy things, and that's great, and I can last there for about like half an hour. But I need, and all my friends call it Jill time, like I need Jill time. And I don't know if it's like because I'm an only child or something, so I'm not used to that noise and all that goings on that happen in a family, which I've now realized with my two boys that it happens all the time. But because I was never brought up like that, it was just like I just need time, and like my husband knows when I need to go in my cave and just be alone. Like be quite antisocial. Like, you know, when you go on holiday and there's some noises as well. So this stresses me out. And people talk to you on holiday. I don't go on holiday to talk to people.
Oh, you just want to be antisocial, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just don't want to be disturbed. So I get a bit stressed. You know, like if you meet a family and the kids get on really well, and then you have to like, you know, meet them again, that stresses me out, that expectation. Another thing I'm going for it now, Dan, is when you have to have perceived fun. So if someone says, we're going to go to a party and it's going to be fun, that stresses me out, because then I feel like I have to have fun. And if it's not fun, then that stresses us out as well. Perceived fun stresses me out.
So yeah, I'm quite happy just being a miserable bastard in them situations.
I think they both sound like miserable bastards, to be fair.
I've thought of another one. I only had a few off the top of my head, but I've just thought of another one.
Have I triggered you?
Yeah, you've triggered me as well. I'm going for it now. I didn't think I found it stressful until lockdown, but waiting in queues. Oh my God. Waiting in a queue to go in and get some groceries is like, what are we waiting for? There's like five people in Sainsbury's, which could fit 10,000 people in, and then queuing up for like an hour. There's a few times I've just walked away and got in the car and thought, I'll come back tomorrow when I'm in a better mood.
Yeah.
That's another small stressor. It's a first world problem.
Yeah. What are you like in traffic? My husband's terrible.
I'm all right in traffic. I don't get road rage. I know I've got a few friends who do get mad road rage and I don't understand it. And they just flip out. I've never had road rage in my life. But again, they can probably do DIY for like 10 hours and I haven't put a shelf up. So we're all different. So that's why we're doing this, really, because we want to hear people's small stresses, which are funny, but which are also stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I think another one of my stresses is when a lot of people talk to me at the same time. I can't cope with that. That stresses me out. So, and time. Right, another thing that's just like, I'm always on time. Like if I'm 5 minutes early, then I'm late for something. Like it just, time stresses me out. And if people aren't on time, it's really annoying.
Yeah, that's a common one, isn't it? Because people who are always on time, it's like a lifetime thing. They're always on time, I think. And people who are late, they're late for life.
Late.
Yeah, exactly. So one that I've kind of got over in lockdown, I still have it to some degree, but technology used to stress me out. I just thought, right, I'm not one of those people who, I'm not a tech guy. I'm just not into it. But now that I've had to adapt a little bit more, I might just have more knowledge, but I think I've got more patience as well, and I'll sit and learn how to do it. So we can cure these little stresses, I think.
Yeah.
But it was more out of necessity than want.
Yeah. So there you go, guys. That's if you want to see me and Dan stressed out, put us in noisy environments.
Yeah. Tell me to put a shelf up.
And get you to put a shelf up. My friends wanted to put a shelf up and things wouldn't stay on it, so they blue tacked the ornaments to the shelf.
Yeah, that's my type of DIY. Just paint them on the wall.
So listeners, I hope you've enjoyed mine and Dan's stresses. I'm sure there's more. I'm sure we could go on. But yeah. Do let us know if you have any stress situations. What triggers you to stress?
Yeah, the stupider the better.
And how do you cope with it?
Bye.
Bye.